This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride upon your
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, and we are heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and to them, we say thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for doing what you do, keeping America free and safe, and to all those who work the third watch. The graveyard shift, the overnight shift, the third watch, as we call it, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and everybody else working tonight, thanks for what you're doing. Don't forget to go over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Now, the podcast is over there. You can actually listen to the show live on several different ways over there, and all sorts of freebies and things that are there, pointing out all about what it is we do and how we do it. Joining us right now, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi to your wonderful team. And Dave, you in that igloo up there, I'm telling you, with the weather, I was saying the other night, I wish I had my own little igloo to get away from everything. But anyway, it is what it is. But a special hello, it's Dan, of course. Dan, I prayed for your dad. Let me know what's going on. And by the way, I wish you'd call in when you could be on longer. People want to hear it. Hi to Catwoman, hi to Ida, and Road Dog. And if Flip's on, Flip, we're going to dance in probably tomorrow night or the next night. And Richard in Oregon, God bless you all. And
Allen, Nebraska,
absolutely. I heard all those names. And Steve in Thailand, you guys are on early, and God bless you. And, yep, there's going to be a blessing either tomorrow night or the next night, either one. I don't have it ready yet. Now, tonight is a little different for me. I don't usually repeat something in a couple of weeks, unless, because I do get a lot of calls, I have way too many requests for this one. And I think because it's a different type of a song, it's called Red Letters by Crowder. I have never myself heard anything quite like it and didn't even understand it fully when I was doing it. People were telling me they were taking it to the church. Okay, the reason being, and I only have some of it, the words are so important and deep in this song is because sometimes we self-impose things. We're in our own little prisons. Because I couldn't even get that at first in this. You have to really listen to the words in this song. And people were telling me all this, getting it more than me from it. So repeat it, yes, I'm happy to. It's not that long. I didn't do the whole thing. But, you know, we do put ourselves in our own prisons by stress, by fear, sometimes alcohol, drugs, whatever. Not because we've even done anything really wrong. But this guy in the song, just Crowder, who is a definite Christian songwriter, wrote this song. It was so deep. And I know when I put it on, I was even questioning, would anybody get it? Oh, people got it better than me. I was getting calls. Anyway, so they were taking it to the churches and everything. So, and you'll understand why, those of you who have not heard it. But let me say first that I love every one of you, and there will be a special blessing shout-out in the next one night or two. I haven't gotten it ready yet, but it may be the next show. So just be online. You guys are always online, the gals. I don't have to worry about that. Anyway, Red Letters by Crowder. Let me read these words. If you haven't heard them, you need to pull it down and hear it, because when it's sung, it's much better, of course. My saying the words are not as important as when you hear it. He wrote these, and he really sings it quite well. There I was on death's row, guilty in the first degree, son of God hanging on a hill, hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify, could have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I saw the red letters, and the ground began to shake. The prison walls started falling, and I became a free man that day. My heart, it felt like lightning hit my veins. My heart began to beat again. The breath of God filled my lungs, and the Holy Ghost awakened me. Yes, the Holy Ghost awakened me. Then I read the red letters. For God so loved the world, he sent his only son to die for me. His arms spread wide for the whole wide world. His arms spread wide where mine should be. Jesus changed my destiny. Thank you, God, for the red letters. For when the ground began to shake, the grace of God started falling on me, and I became a free man that day. Yes, the prison walls kept falling, and I am a free man today. You know, when I, and also these were the words, and then I repeated them. John 3:16 is what he saw, the red letters in the Bible that Jesus spoke. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the message of the song. Now, a lot of people, and this is surprising, it took me a little while to get through this whole mess when you hear the song, but that's what he read. Note, in most Bibles, the letters in red are words that Jesus actually spoke, and those are the words he saw, and it freed him up. And I just want everybody to know, and that is the message, that no matter who you are, I don't care who you are, man, woman, beast, child, whatever, you know, he gave his son that if you believe in him, you will not perish but have everlasting life. What a message. I mean, it's kind of a deeper song than I even thought when I've only heard it a couple times. I had at the time I put this thing on. And people were telling me they were actually, wow, I didn't understand that at first either. And then I took it to the church and I was telling them. So that's per request of many of you that had it. But anyway, I love you all, and try to do a blessing. We always try to do one night. I'm not ready for the next night, but I'll try to be. If it's not the next night, it'll be the one after that. In the meantime, God bless you guys. Thank you, Captain, and God bless America.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming right back. Your phone lines will be open. If you got anything you want to talk about, now is the time to do it. 877-969-8600. And Kathy's going to tell you again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yeah, you
Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Sorry about that, Kyle. Stepped on your tail end there. By the way, a special shout-out to Billy and the boys at the King Super's Frozen Foods Department tonight, loading up those trucks, getting them ready to go out and do their thing at King Super's up there in Denver, Colorado. So that hello to you guys and girls out there. And they contacted us off the Facebook page, which you can, too. Go over there, send us a message right off the instant messenger page. Once you like the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, just go to the Captain's America Third Watch page. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Extendivite. And yeah, I take Extendivite. Listen to their message.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, we were talking about the freshman class of congressmen in the first hour. Kyle Warren and I talked about it. Dan the Man talked about it, too, when he called in from Lafayette, Indiana. And I want to play a little clip here that came from MSNBC yesterday. Now, this was Chris Gensing, the hostess, and Evan Siegfried, who was talking about the history behind Omar and Ayak as well. Kind of interesting stuff here. So give this a listen here for a second.
Can we stick to this for just a second? Because the star of this freshman class, AOC, is tweeting repeatedly about this. Here's the first one. It's not my position to tell people how to feel or that their hurt is invalid, but incidents like these do beg the question. Where are the resolutions against homophobic statements, for anti-blackness, for xenophobia, for a member saying he'll send Obama home to Kenya? And then in another tweet, she says, don't even get me started on misogyny.
Well, look, this is
where does it start? Where does it end?
Well, look, a number of the questions she asked, which are fair questions about other bigoted ways of being and speaking, a lot of those happened when the Democrats weren't in leadership. Not all, but right now we're seeing Nancy Pelosi's leadership be swift and strong. And I just want to say for the record, we don't have to go into it, I take exception to the comments you made about the Women's March organizers, just for the record.
Well, we won't have to get into that, but okay. I disagree with you on that. But I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, well, she's right. Yes, we should not tolerate anti-LGBT statements or any form of bigotry or discrimination. That's a whataboutism, what she just pulled. And whataboutism takes pressure off and deflects from the original offense. And Ilhan Omar has a repeated history of making anti-Semitic statements, and she seems to not care. You saw when she was, after she put out that big apology from the It's All About the Benjamin's Baby tweet, and she had gotten serious trouble less than a month ago, that she was caught in the halls of Congress, and she could not be bothered. She's just chewing gum saying, I put it all in my statement.
You know, the reason why is because she's been brought up and taught that way, and to her, she doesn't get it. To her, that's normal. She's an Islamic, Somalian roots. It's normal. She's been taught that all along the line. So how could you expect anything else? How could anybody expect anything else? Now, I want you to listen to another comment coming from another progressive socialist, and of course this is by way of Allison Camerata on CNN, Democratic Congressman Lou Carrera, and talking about what he feels here, and just listen to the difference that you hear from some of these individuals trying to explain this anti-Semitic activity that continues to go on.
I want to ask you another one of your fellow Democratic lawmakers, and that is Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. You know, she has said some things in the past couple of weeks that many people have perceived as anti-Semitic. So first she tweeted out, it's all about the Benjamin's baby, when somebody asked about why AIPAC has influence over some in Congress, and then she apologized for that. She said she was sort of learning on the job. And then last week, she was at this bookstore in which she said, I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it's okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. Do you see her comments as anti-Semitic?
You know, I can't speak for my colleague. She's elected by her own constituents. She has to respond to them. I respond to my constituents. And my perspective is I fundraise. I do my job. I'm accountable to my constituents. I represent my constituents. And so people have different opinions as to what's going on. That's not my opinion. I work hard.
I understand, of course. But is it your opinion that those comments are offensive?
Well, you know, I wouldn't have made those comments, okay? I don't speak in that tone. I understand that people have different perspectives. But at the end of the day, my job is to represent my constituents.
Yeah.
And that's what I do day in and day out.
And do you think that she should be stripped of her committee position?
That's not my job to strip anybody of her position. I think what she needs to do is continue to represent her constituents. And if her constituents feel that this is what they want out of her, then she has to make that judgment. You don't see me, you don't hear me making those comments because my constituents expect me to go to Washington to work with people, both Democrats and Republicans, people from all walks of life, to make the life of my constituents better on a day-to-day basis.
All right, Congressman Lou Carrera, we appreciate you coming on New Day. Thank you.
Want to thank you very much. And again, I just want to repeat to you that what we're doing in Judiciary Committee is upholding the rule of law. And that's
been
the job of this committee traditionally, to make sure that everybody acts above the law. Thank you very much.
We hear you. Thank you very much, John.
Well, there you go. They're all singing pretty much the same tune, although he kind of tippy-toed around and took it in a different direction, if you will. Now, I will say this. The Washington Post, who is by no means conservative, they are the progressive voice of Washington, D.C., and Jackie Alemany, who happened to be one of the reporters who was on MSNBC with Willie Geis, listen to her use the Democratic talking points to give an answer to a question where they asked her of her opinion. Listen to the talking points.
Kristen, what does this mean for the day-to-day operations of the United States government? When you look at it, as Mike said, this is going to be a full-time job for this White House to produce the documents, to manage the pushback on it. This is going to take us through and into the campaign.
Yeah, I would suggest this is very different in some ways than the message that many Democrats ran on and won on in many of these swing districts. With that message was, we disagree with the president, we want to work with him when we can, we want to hold him accountable, which is very different from, we want to stop his administration from being able to do anything. In fact, that was what Republicans were trying to tell these voters. Hey, if you want your government to function, leave us in power. At least then there will be some minimal level of functioning. So I do think that to the extent that suddenly this gives Trump the ability to say, hey, you don't like what the government's doing? It's because I'm too busy tied up dealing with all of these requests. It further makes him kind of the victim figure. For anything that goes wrong, hey, it didn't go wrong because my administration handled it wrong. It went wrong because we can't possibly deal with crisis A, crisis B, and crisis C because 81 requests plus have come our way. And I think in some ways that may have been a strategic misfire on the part of Nadler. There are some of the folks on that list of 81 that I would be very interested in hearing from. Alexander Nix, former head of Cambridge Analytica, very interested to hear what he knows, what his role was with the campaign, any role he may have had in any potential alleged collusion. But there are other folks on that list where it's clear they just want to make the president look bad. And I think by stepping that far, they allow President Trump to set him up and say, look, I'm the victim here.
And I had a discussion with one of my friends yesterday, one of my Democratic friends yesterday, and he said, you know, all the Republicans have to do is what the Democrats would do in a situation like this. And I said, what's that? He says, plead the fifth. Every question they ask, everything they want, plead the fifth. Tell them you don't have it. You deleted it from your files. And force them to do something. Now, there you go. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe that's the idea. Don't know. All right, coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cleanup is underway in Lee County, Alabama, 2 days after a string of tornadoes left widespread destruction. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for the state. County Sheriff Jay Jones says as many as 8 people are unaccounted for.
The search efforts are continuing. We have been able to narrow the searches down from a broad spectrum of the area down to specific areas.
The tornado cut a path of destruction a mile wide and 24 miles long. Red Cross spokesperson Ashley Henyon says survivors need food, shelter, and time to heal.
There's a lot of mourning that has to take place. There's been a lot of loss of property and homes and, of course, life. And it's just tragic to see what this storm has done to such a wonderful community.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 13 points and the S&P 500 down 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, in this first edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And I've got a great idea for you. I mean a great idea that's going to get you to jumpstart your career and give you a tremendous-looking paycheck, too. And here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. You might be coming out of school. You might be getting out of the military. You might be in between jobs. You might be at a job where you got a dead-end deal going on there, going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion. This is right up your alley. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is in the Boston area. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start after the 14 months of training. You will start at $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year or more, if you wind up with a government contractor and take a job overseas somewhere, because you'll wind up with a six-figure salary then, and a lot of that money will be forgiven if you're working in one of the areas, say, like Afghanistan or Iraq or Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or South Korea or Jordan, one of those areas. Now, all you got to do is check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. The website, again, is naa.edu. And schedule a tour. Tell them you want to take the tour and see what they have to offer. And give them a call if you want at 800-659-2080 if you've got more information or need more information. That's 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. The number 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. National Aviation Academy. Now, there's some concerning news coming out of Korea, in particular South Korea, and we're going to get into this with Denise Simon when she comes on here in about 20 minutes. Pardon me. South Korea says North Korea is restoring part of their launch site it had promised to dismantle. Now, does that mean they're getting ready for tests again? Kind of sounds like it to me, because after all, they walked away with no deal, and there's not really a promise of a lot of things coming, so might North Korea be starting up their tests again? Yep, quite possible. But the fact that they have started to restore the launch site that they had dismantled to begin with, and they're putting it back online, you know, making it so it's functional again, that tells us that we have a situation brewing, and hopefully they'll be able to get that corrected right away. Now, veterans, we all know that we have a terrible problem when it comes to these modern soldiers, as well as some older soldiers, too. 20 veterans a day, 20 veterans a day, both active duty military and veterans, commit suicide. And this is just unacceptable. Now, the president signed a new executive order on the initiative, dubbed the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans to End the National Tragedy of Suicide. And it's just terrible what's going on when it comes to these young men and women who are just figuring that life has no meaning and they just take their own lives. And it's got to stop. If you know somebody that's having problems and they're a veteran, for God's sakes, get them help. If nothing else, call the police. They'll come and check on their welfare. They have the authority to be able to Baker Act them if that's what they have to do to take them to where they can at least get looked at for 48 hours, or I think it's 48 hours, I'm not sure, might be 72, but they have the authority to be able to do that, and it could save their life if you see somebody that's in trouble, and you know somebody's in trouble talking, you know, like they might do some harm to themselves, because we just can't let that go on. But anyway, I digress. Now, the Chinese have lowered their military spending by 7.5%. Now, they were spending very heavily on things like stealth warplanes, aircraft carriers, other weaponry, state-of-the-art hardware. And, of course, they've got a 2 million man and woman strong People's Liberation Army. That's pretty big. Pretty big. And we'll see what happens there. Now, nations are discussing across the Middle East, as well as some Western countries, what they're going to do with the people that came out of the area in Syria that were in the grips of ISIS. Now, you got to remember, most of these people were ISIS supporters because they had no choice. They had to be. Otherwise, they would have been killed. And a lot of these people that are there, families included, went to Syria or Iraq to join the militant group. And they still share a lot of those same feelings. Can't just turn them loose somewhere and say, yeah, here we go, have a nice day. So there's a discussion going on as to what needs to be done in a sensible manner with these folks. And to that I say they got lots of room in the Gitmo if they need to send the worst of the worst down there. Now, the attacks continue in Syria from both sides. Turkey hits them from time to time when they come their way. And, of course, the Syrian forces that are fighting with American support, British support, they're hitting them from the other side. And the idea is to decimate and destroy and wipe out ISIS to the last man or woman that's resisting right now. That's the idea. And we'll see how that happens. War is hell. But the bad guys are the bad guys, and we're not going to change them. It just isn't going to happen. Now, the other thing is, we realize that our recruiters need to do a little bit more work to pick up the service numbers. Because I was looking at some recruiting numbers, and the recruiters, some of the numbers are down from where they should be. And one of the sergeants that had been in 18 years was offered a bonus of $105,000 because of what his MOS specialty was to stay in. And there was some publicity, a statement written about the wife said, well, $105,000 isn't enough for what he's had to go through over the years and what he brings back home with him from the battlefield. And there is some truth to that, too, as most people know. Oh, by the way, when you're talking about the military, we're going to be in June, I believe it's in June, we're going to be at the games that they're going to have here in Tampa for the Wounded Warriors and Disabled Veterans. And we're going to be doing a broadcast there, amongst other things. But we're going to spend a couple of days there and just watch and see what happens. I believe it's a week-long thing that goes on all week at MacDill. And every year they travel. And I'm looking forward to that, being there for that in June. And I know I'll have more to tell you when I get there. By the way, also before I have to sign off here for this break, we're going to be coming to Sarasota Monday mornings. Yeah, I said mornings. Monday mornings. Have coffee and donuts with the captain. We'll tell you all about that once I find out a little bit more. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, broadcasting all across the country. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I knew.
right, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, born on a bayou. And I'll tell you what, that's an oldie but a goodie. And we get a lot of requests for that every night. So I try to play it several times a week during the Truckers Highway and Byway segment, which is what we're into right now, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, four locations to serve you right here in the great state of Florida. They do business all across the country because of four words: you serve, you save. Active duty military and veterans get a significant discount, thousands of dollars off brand new vehicles. The same for first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, and the 911 dispatchers, too. Check them out, Moss Family Automotive. You'll be glad you did. Now, another Pacific storm is going to produce heavy rain with mountain snow, then the potential for flash flooding, including burn scar debris and mud flows. Now, this is the important part, ladies and gentlemen. Snow accumulations of 1 to 4 feet and isolated areas up to 5 feet will be possible in the Sierra Nevadas across the California-Nevada line into Arizona and into parts of Oregon in the mountains and Washington State in the mountains as well. Be advised and be alert. This is for the next 48 to 72 hours. Now, in addition, lake effect snow downwind of the Great Lakes will intensify today and tonight. And we're talking about a winter storm warning in central New York, which includes Syracuse, Oswego, Utica, down to Cortland, where they could be measuring the snow in feet in that location, downwind of Lake Ontario as the winds have cranked in. And the snow tonight is on the south side of the lake, all the way across to Buffalo and all the way across the southeastern quarter of Lake Erie, into Erie, Pennsylvania, into Cleveland, Ohio, across to Toledo, and the western part of Michigan tonight. Now, bitterly cold temperatures again in portions of the central northern plains. You've got some warnings up again in South Dakota, in Nebraska, for bitterly cold temperatures. You've got some scattered snow tonight in West Virginia, in the mountains of West Virginia. You've also got some freeze and hard freeze warnings there in that area. All across the South, I-40 South, I-40 South, you've got hard freeze warnings, frost warnings, down into the north central part of Florida. Temperatures here right in my backyard in Florida are going to be down in the low 40s. A wind chill factor will make it feel like it's down in the low 30s. Winds will be picking up today, gusting up to 25 miles an hour at times, so it's going to be an interesting day in the water. But all of Georgia, most of South Carolina, the north part of Florida, all across the panhandle, all of Alabama, most of Louisiana, most of Mississippi, the eastern part of Texas, and then in a straight line across I-10 towards San Antonio and all the way to the central mountainous areas of Texas. You're going to have hard freeze warnings there tonight as well. Now, kicking over into New Mexico, you got high winds. El Paso, you got high winds tonight. Got a little bit of rain now in the four-corner section of New Mexico. That's a precursor of what's coming from the west. Up in Colorado, I-25 in the Denver area, you got snow there at elevation. To the west of Denver, you've got a winter storm warning up on top. There is some snow, and it's coming down pretty good there, going west on I-70, west on the mountain passes, west on U.S. 50, and you've got snow in southwestern, just a general snow, southwestern Colorado as well. So be advised of that. Over in Utah, up I-15 and across I-80 going into Wyoming, you've got a general snowfall there. You've got high winds across Wyoming tonight, as well as some general snow to the western part of Wyoming. High winds in Idaho, some snow in the mountains of Washington State and Oregon, a little bit of snow, higher elevations of I-5. California, in the Sierra Nevadas, west of Reno, snow, lots of it, going to be that way. California, Sierra Nevada's down the Nevada line. Snow, lots of it, going to be that way. All the way down into the San Bernardino Mountains, I might add. Winter storm warning. Rain in other parts, lower elevations of California tonight, especially in the produce areas, the valleys. And some rain right now in the western part east of Reno, but in the western part of Nevada. And some scattered snow in the mountains of eastern Nevada over there in the Elko area, if you will. And that's what it looks like tonight. By the way, don't forget, our Truckers Highway and Byron Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, make sure you tell them the captain sent you when you go to see Moss Family Automotive, whether it's Nissan dealers in Crystal River, Newport Richey, whether or not it's the Moss Wholesale to the Public Dealer in Homosassa Springs, or whether or not it's the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here on Northdale, Mabry, and the Carrollwood section of Tampa. But when you tell them that, you get $500 off in addition to whatever your best deal is. If you get $500 off just by telling them the captain sent you. Moss Family Automotive. Google them. You'll get all three of their websites off that website, or all three of their dealerships off that website, and take a look. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a whole bunch of money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Got to ask you a question right off the bat. I caught the tail end of a story. Explosive devices were found in airports. Was it airports or airport in England?
Two airports and one train station, as I recall.
Anybody taking credit?
I haven't seen that yet. They were pretty primitive, what they were calling primitive IEDs. Nobody was hurt. They do believe that they were linked together. I mean, meaning that, you know, they didn't call them necessarily separate issues. You know how the Brits are.
Yeah.
And nobody was hurt, and they did... Interestingly enough, they didn't even call it terrorism right out of the bat.
Well, give me a break. A bomb is a terrorist incident. What else could it be? I'm protesting because the vote didn't go my way, so I'm going to blow you up.
What can I tell you?
They were explosive devices, right?
They did say they were IEDs.
All right. Well, for God's sake, it's a terrorist incident. Give me a break. Oh, well, we're being politically correct still, I guess.
Well, yeah, and that is on top of, I think, the day before, two people in Britain were killed by a knife attack.
Correct.
Which I think, you know, where's the media? I mean, there was a time that this was, you know, all-consuming, and now it's not. You know, I think media has become desensitized to it. They just sort of put it out there in a blip and move on.
Yeah, they're making it like it's normal.
Well, and we're beginning to think it is, you know? I mean, we're becoming desensitized ourselves.
All righty, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more of Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What is North Korea up to? We'll tell you. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.